Well, it's my my privilege to be here.
非常高兴我今天来到你们中间。
And as he described that warm relationship that you have with us,
他形容我跟你们中间的非常好的关系。
And that's what we have with you.
是的，我真的是跟你们很有很好的
关系。We so appreciate the Chinese Church.
我们非常感谢你们这个中国教会。
And I'm honored to be here.
我非常高兴我能够在这里。
And we were singing that song because you know he lives.
我们这边唱他复活了。
And you know we can face tomorrow.
我们可以面对明天。
Come what may, he's alive.
因为他是复活的主。
And he'll never leave us.
他永远不会离开我们。
He's always with us.
他永远与我们同在。
Praise the Lord for that.
感谢主。
Through the good times and the bad times.
不管是好的时间或坏的。
Hey, this past week I had a little bad time.
这个礼拜呢，我有一些不是很好的时间。
I went out and I ate Chinese food.
我去吃中国食物。
And I liked it.
我也喜欢中国食物。
But they give you a fortune cookie at the end.
但你知道有个幸运的铅笔。
And all through the years, it's been very positive.
过去呢，你看到这些幸运的铅笔的时候，都是非常积极、非常好的。
But this past week.
但这个礼拜呢
？I opened the fortune cookie and it said this.
我把这个饼干打开的时候是这样说的。
It said your judgment is a little off at this time.
他说你这判断力呢，这个是有点不太好。
And so if I'm speaking today and it means nothing to you.
如果说我今天讲的东西对你来讲不太合理的话。
It's because my judgment is just a little off.
是因为我的判断力可能不太好。
And it didn't tell me how long that's going to last.
并没有讲说会持续多久。
So hopefully it's done this past week.
我希望已经过去了。
But I've never had an insult from a fortune cookie before. But I did last week. But hey, if you have your Bibles, turn open with me. To John 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
1 through 5.
第一节到第五节。
And I'll be reading out of the NIV, and you might have you know, different translation.
Okay, 我们先用英文的念，我们再用中文念。
But this is what the word of the Lord says. And should I read it all in English? Okay. And then you can jump in. Verse 1 of chapter 15.
15章第一节到第五节。
It says this. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man or woman remains in me, and I in him or her, he will bear much fruit.Apart from me, you could do nothing.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡使我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因为我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And so we are called to grow.
我们这是被呼召，我们要成长的。
It's not an option.
这不是一个你可以有选择的。
Healthy things naturally grow.
健康的东西的话，就自然而然会成长。
Children grow.
你可以看到孩童会成长。
Adults we grow.
成人呢会往横的长。
But we grow.
但是我们会长。
Because there's nourishment.
因为有营养的关系。
And here it, Jesus is saying.
耶稣是这样说。
That if we remain in him, we'll grow.
如果我们在他里面的话，我们就自然而然会结果子。
He goes on to say in verse 16.
后来在十六节里面他也讲。
That he says, you didn't choose me.
不是你们拣选了我。
I chose you.
是因为我拣选了你。
And I appointed you.
然后我拣选了你们。
To go and bear fruit.
分派你们去结果子。
Fruit that will last.
这个果子呢会长存的。
And so today I want to talk to you what challenges growth.
但我今天我要谈的是什么样会挑战我们的成长。
If you're familiar with Jesus' parable of the sower,
如果你知道耶稣的比喻讲到说这个土地。
You remember that he said the soil is very important.
但是那个土呢是非常重要的一件事情。
The condition of the soil matters in growth.
这个土的情况会帮助我们成长。
And he gave an analogy of the soil that was beaten down on the path.
And 他就讲的说有一些土呢是一个是是在地上的。
And the seed can't get down in there.
但是呢，种子没有办法在里面成长。
And so naturally it doesn't grow.
所以不会成长。
And then he talked about shallow soil.
然后讲到非常浅的土。
And it has rocks and things in it.
有很多的那个石头在里面。
And it works for just a little while.
哎，虽然会成长一点点时间。
But it doesn't last.
但是呢，不会长久。
And then he also spoke of weedy soil.
And 同样讲到说有很多荆棘的地土地。
And it had all other kinds of things in there along with the good seed.
但那同样呢，跟这个好的土呢，同样有很多掺杂的别的东西。
And that could choke out what's most important.
把长出来的东西呢，就会把它挤住。
And that's a good illustration of our lives today.
这就是表达我们现在信心的生活。
Sometimes we get hardened to the word of the Lord.
有的时候我们对神的话好像已经开始心冷。
Sometimes we're okay with what God wants until it becomes costly.
And 有的时候会，我们真的是会要付上这样的代价。
And then other times there's too many other things we're worried about in addition to God's what God wants us to do.
有很多时候我们会去花更多时间去担心其他的事情，而不担心神。
And so if we're going to grow and we're going to bear fruit,
and 如果我们要成长的话，我们就会自然而然结果子。
Here's four phrases that I think help us. If we keep these in mind,
我想四句话对我们来讲可以帮助我们。
I think his biggest statement in this passage,
and 这边有四个条件。
Is the word remain in me, or your translation might say abide in me?
住在我里面。
This word in the original language,
and 这原来的原文意思。
It means to be placed somewhere,
and 是把放在特别旁边。
And so if I place something somewhere, I'll know where it's at.
And 如果说我把放在这个旁边的话，我也会知道那个在哪里。
It won't move.
不会因为它不会自己而移动。
Except if it's alive.
但除非它是活的。
Then it could move.
所以它可能自己会走动。
Just like Paul when he said, "Be a living sacrifice."
And 就是我们要当做一个活祭。
Well, it's easier if you're dead.
但是呢，比较容易是如果你是死了。
But if you're alive,
如果是你活的话
，you have to get on the altar every day.
哎，你真的要到神的祭坛面前，每一天都来。
And maybe several times during the day.
也许有每一天好几次要来到神的面前。
When we place ourselves at Jesus' feet.
如果说我们在神的耶稣的脚前。
And so we're celebrating this week, next week, we have a risen Lord.
哎，我们在那边庆祝到，我们在想到这个礼拜，是因为神是一个复活的主。
And it's not a static relationship.
嗯，并不是一个好static好像并不是一个只是停留在这样的一个情况里面。
It's a dynamic relationship.
是一个非常活跃的。
It's alive.
是一个活的。
He's alive.
因为他是活的。
And he causes us to come alive.
所以让我们也可以活起来。
And so there's growth.
所以有成长。
And so this is my hope as you and I are here today.
这是我的希望。
I hope you and I leave this place.
我希望你跟我们今天离开这里的时候
more in the image of Jesus than when we came.
是更像主耶稣。
It can happen.
这是可能发生的。
If we're willing to grow.
让我们愿意成长的话。
And so we have to remain in Him.
最重要的是我们必须要住在他里面。
And where He places us, don't move.
他如果放在我们里面，如果不动的话。
There's a story I heard of an old farmer.
这边有一个农夫。
And he had this pickup truck.
他有一个小的卡车。
And you know how the seat is? It's like one bench seat.
And 一个前面的卡车的话就只有一排。
It's not a new pickup truck.
不是一个新的。
It's an old one.
是一个旧的。
And he sat right behind the steering wheel.
他就这边坐在他的那个驾驶盘。
And when they were young, she would sit right next to him.
所以他的太太在年轻的时候，年轻时他们两个就坐
得非常紧。Have you seen that happen?
但现在呢？
And they look like a two-headed person.
但他们现在是完全。
Because they're so close.
因为在年轻的时候，他们两个像一个人一样，因为他们相偎得非常紧。
That's when they're young.
但是因为他们年轻的时候。
And if they're not careful,
如果他们不小心的话
when they grow old,
当他们年老了
she could be way over by the window.
他坐这里，他坐那里。
And one day this lady asked her husband,
有一天这个太太问她的先生
what happened to us?
我们怎么会
we used to sit so close.
我们以前坐得非常的近。
There used to be such warmth between us.
有非常的温暖在一起。
What happened?
怎么了？
And he said,
但他说
I haven't moved.
我在这边一坐这边，我并没有动。
He's still behind the steering wheel.
他还是坐在驾驶盘后面。
It's her that slid over somehow.
你自己慢慢就移过去了。
But that's like our relationship with God.
这就是我们跟神的一个关系。
When you make a commitment to the Lord, you're on fire.
然后当你刚认识神的时候，有这样承诺的时候，像一个火一样。
There's deep emotion. There's deep commitment.
有非常深的一个情绪。
But if we're not in good soil and willing to grow,
但是如果我们不是在一个好的泥土里面没有办法成长的话，
we can drift away.
我们就慢慢离开神。
That's why I think it's so important here.
但这边我们就觉得是非常重要的。
That he says, remain in me.
也需要住在主里面。
Stay where I've placed you.
住在我的里面，所以你就可以成长。
Still be committed.
同样对神有这样的一个承诺。
I don't know what the promises you made to the Lord early on in your
relationship. 我不晓得你过去的时候，你会对神有什么样的承诺。
But mine, when I surrendered my heart to the Lord,
当我把我的心完全顺服给神的时候，
I meant it.
我真的是这样的想的。
It was a full surrender.
是完全的顺服。
I said, you could be Lord of my life.
你可以是我一生一辈子的神。
Every day I live, I'll live for you.
我每一天都为你活着。
Now, do I still get up almost 40 years later?
但我是不是每天早上起来是40年以后？
And still say that to the Lord.
是不是还是这样对神说？
I need to be good soil.
我是真的需要活在好的土里面。
I need to be surrendered.
我需要每天的向神顺服。
I need to every day place myself at the foot of the cross.
在神的面前向他的十字架顺服。
And say, God, you're in charge of me today.
主啊，你是掌管我的。
It's not what I want, it's what you want.
不是我要想什么，而是你要我。
That's what it means to remain in him.
是这样的，就是住在主里面。
Here's a second thing that helps us in our growth.
第二个那个帮助我们可以帮助我们怎么样成长。
And that is, it's very simple.
非常简单。
Do what he says.
就是遵从他的话。
I used to be a school bus driver when I was in seminary.
我是在神学院的念书的时候，我是一个开 bus。
And I had a lot of kids on my bus.
很多时候有很多的小孩子在我的车上。
And one little girl in particular.
有一个小女孩。
She never listened to me.
她从来不听我的话。
She was crawling under the seats.
她常常会钻在那个车子的椅位下面。
And she would pop up in the back.
忽然一下跑到后面去。
And then pop up in the front.
也一下跑到前面去。
And she never stayed in her seat.
她从来不坐她自己的位置上。
And one day it was bus driver appreciation day.
有一天是那个巴士的司机，是感谢巴士司机的。
And she brought me a plate of brownies.
她给我一些那个一些蛋糕。
And she said, "You're the best bus driver ever."
你是最好的巴士司机。
And I just wanted to say, I don't care about the brownies.
但我真的不在乎你给我这些甜点。
I just want you to stay in your seat.
我只希望你留在你的椅子上，我就很高兴。
I just want you to obey me.
我就希望你顺从我。
And it's true with the Lord. It's not what we give him. It's do we obey him?
不是说我们给神什么，而是我们是不是愿意在他面前顺从他。
Jesus says in John 14:15.
耶稣在约翰福音十四章第十五节说。
He says, "If you love me,"
如果你爱我的话。
You will obey what I command.
你会顺服我，然后听从我。
And so.
所以。
I cannot say I love Jesus.
我没有办法说我真的爱耶稣。
And beat my wife. Mistreat my wife.
然后对我的太太却不好。
That doesn't make sense.
这是不合理的。
I can't say I love God.
我不能说我爱神。
And be mean to Bianca.
但是对我的别人非常的不好。
I need to operate in the knowledge that I have and obey him.
我必须在他面前去顺从他。
The Apostle Paul said this in Philippians 4:8.
And 保罗曾这样讲。
4:8 and 9. Should I just read the whole thing?
Sure.
Okay, he says this. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, catch these words, put them into practice. And the God of peace will be with you.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受、所听见、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
You remember Jesus' parable of the wise builder.
你们记得耶稣讲的一个比喻，是一个聪明的一个建造房子的。
And the wise builder builds on the rock.
一个聪明的人是把它放在一个磐石上面。
And the foolish builder builds on the sand.
愚昧的人是把它建筑在沙土上。
Well, Jesus said both of them heard his words.
但这两个人都听到他讲的话。
But there was only one who put him into practice.
但是只有一个实际的行出来。
And that was the wise person.
就是那个聪明的人。
And so as simple as it is,
就是这么样的简单。
I just need to do what he tells me.
我们就需要遵行他告诉我们的话。
He says in John 15:14.
在约翰福音第十五章第十四节。
He says, "You are my friends."
And 你是我的朋友。
If you do what I command.
如果你遵行我所吩咐你的。
You know, I think it was Mark Twain who said,
曾经是马克吐温这样说过。
He said, it's not the parts of the Bible I don't understand.
困难不是我不对圣经里面不懂的部分。
Those parts don't trouble me.
这些东西并不困扰我。
It's the parts I do understand.
是圣经里面的部分是我真的了解的要去遵行是最困难的。
And isn't that true of us?
是不是对我们来讲这些是非常真实的呢？
Think of all that we understand and know that the Bible teaches us.
真的想到我们圣经上到底对我们教导的一些话。
We are to be people of love.
如果我们必须要成为爱人的人。
And people of forgiveness.
要赦免。
And we're to treat our neighbor as ourselves.
我们要对邻舍像对待我们自己一
样。And we're to love our enemy.
我们要爱我们的敌人。
Now, once we can live that out,
如果我们真的能实行出来,
then you can worry about the stuff that you're not understanding.
所以你可以再担心你对圣经里面你不懂的地方。
But if I am to grow,
但如果说我要成长,
I cannot understand what the Lord says,
而我并不了解神要教导我讲的话,
and live differently.
然后实行出来是完全不一样的。
Did you catch that?
你怎么了解?
I cannot understand what the Lord asked me,
我没有办法了解神对我说的话。
And live differently.
然后活出来却是不一样的。
Not if I'm a wise builder.
如果是一个聪明的一个建造房子的人。
Not if I want to be good soil.
我必须要在活在一个好的土里面。
And so every day,
每一天,
I choose to remain in him.
我要选择是在活在他里面。
And I choose to obey what he tells me.
并遵守他教导的话。
And even when it's costly.
所以有的时候是要甚至要付很大的代价。
Here's the third thing for me to grow as a Christian.
第三件事情是我们要成长的话是非常重要的。
I need to belong to him.
我们必须要属于他。
It says in Galatians 5:24.
在哥罗西书第五章第二十四节。
And 25, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. It says this, those who belong to Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
凡属耶稣基督人就是把我们肉体邪情私欲都钉在十字架上。如果我们靠圣灵得生，就靠圣灵得行事。
And so Romans 8 teaches me this.
罗马书第八章教导我们这样子。
If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ,
如果我们没有主的灵的话,
he does not belong to Christ.
他不属于耶稣基督。
And so if I belong to him,
如果属于他,
then his Spirit takes up residence in me.
他的圣灵就住在我的里面。
And I keep in step with him.
我每天是与他同行的。
And it's as he leads, I follow.
如果他带领我往前走，我就顺着他走，跟从他走。
Because it's not that he belongs to me，
并不是他属于我。
I belong to him，
是我属于他。
I take his name，
如果我用他的名字。
And I choose to follow him，
我选择去跟从他。
And so he's in charge，
他是是我的主人。
And in John 15:12，
在约翰福音第八章十二节，
he says this to all of us，
他这样说。
He says, this is my command.
Yeah, 这是我的命令。
Love each other as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样。
Did you understand that?
你能不能了解这样?
Love each other as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样。
That is a part of the Bible I do understand.
这一点是我在圣经里面是我了解的。
That is the part of the Bible I am called to follow.
这是圣经里面是我被呼召要去行出来的。
And it's in the basics of life.
在我们的生活里面。
You know, do you remember Pastor Mel Rich?
你们还记得 Pastor Mel 曾经在我们中间也常常来跟我们讲到。
Great man.
他是一个很好的人。
Long time pastor of this church.
是在这个教会里面做了很多年的牧师。
Well, we have something in common.
我们有时候有一些共同点。
And we lived in the same house on Kentwood.
我们在 Kentwood 曾经住过同一个房子。
The church owns that house.
那个教会是那个房子的所有拥有权。
And so all the pastors who pastored this church,
所有过去牧师在这边做过牧师的。
Have lived in that house at one point.
都曾经住过那个房子。
And so there's a neighbor across the street and over one.
在我们的过去斜对面有一个邻居。
And I was talking to her last week.
我上礼拜跟她聊天。
And she told me she lived there 40 years.
她在那边住了40年。
That's a long time.
这是一个很长的时间。
And so she was there in the 70s when Pastor Mel lived there.
她在1970年住在那边住的时候 ，Pastor Mel 就住在那里。
And I said, "Hey, you know Pastor Mel?" And she said, "Yep."
她说你还记得 Pastor Mel 吗？
And I said, hey, tell me something about him. You know, I want dirt. I want a story.
想讲些闲话。他说，你还记不记得 Pastor Mel? 然后你给我讲些 Pastor Mel 的一些事情。
I said, what do you remember about that guy?
你还记得他的什么事情呢？
And she said, I'll tell you a memory I have of him.
他说，我记得他的事情。
She said, one day I was looking out at my kitchen window.
哎，有一天我在我的厨房的窗户往外看的时候。
And the kitchen window is like at the front of the house.
哎，这个厨房就是在那个房子的前面。
Yeah, and so the other houses are like that. Everybody's kitchen window is in the front of their house.
哎，每个厨房的窗子都是在他们的房子前面。
And so you can look in and see what's going on.
所以有时候你可以往外看，就可以看到。
And she was looking in his window.
她可以看到她 Pastor Mel 他们家里的窗子。
And she said to me this.
她看到她说这样说。
She said, I saw Shirley, Mel's wife.
她说我看到 Pastor Mel 她的太太 Shirley.
And she was cooking in the kitchen.
她那时候正在煮饭。
She was over the stove stirring something.
她在那边煮饭。
And she said, Pastor Mel came in the kitchen.
那时候 Pastor Mel 就到那个厨房里。
And I saw him go up to her, and she hugged her from behind.
但他从他的后面给他一个大的拥抱。
And he loved her.
因为我可以看出来他非常爱他的太太。
And she said to me, you know what?
这个邻居这样跟我说。
That man loved his wife.
这个男的，这个牧师爱他的妻子。
And I thought, that's normal.
这很正常嘛。
Doesn't that happen in everybody's kitchen?
是每一个人在，但是不是真的在我们每个人的厨房都发生呢？
But in her life, it wasn't happening.
但是在她这个邻居的她的生活里面却没有这样发生。
And she had an abusive husband.
因为她的丈夫是对她有虐待。
And he didn't come in and hug her.
她从来没有到她的后面去拥抱她。
And she was going through a bad divorce from him.
她是在后来离婚。
And she said, I looked through that window.
当我看到从窗外看的时候
And I saw Mel and Shirley.
我看到这个 Pastor Mel 跟他的妻子
And
Shirley.
And I said to myself,
我对我自己说
I want a marriage like that.
我希望我的婚姻像那样的婚姻
Now, I haven't even told Pastor Mel that story yet.
我到他身上都还没有跟 Pastor Mel 讲这个故
事 But I'm going to.
但我有一天我会跟他讲我会要跟他打电话给他
Because he demonstrated the love of God in just a simple, basic way.
在他的生活里面他就表现出来神对他的爱
You know, I don't care how good a preacher is.
我不管你是一个多会讲道的人。
I don't care how articulate they are.
不会讲话多有艺术。
I don't care how good of a leader they are.
但也不是他们是多好的领袖。
All that means nothing compared.
这些都不是重要的。当你跟另外一个去比较的时候。
To love your wife, like Jesus said.
像你的爱你的妻子，就像耶稣吩咐我们的。
Now I think about my life.
我在当我想我看我自己的生命生活的时候
，and I want to live a life that matters.
我要生活一活出来是一个重要有意义的。
And I do want the neighbors to go, man, that guy loves the Lord.
我希望我的邻居将来也说呀，这个人我的这个邻居真的爱主爱我们的主。
But that's what it means to really grow as a Christian.
这就是为什么我们真的非常重要，我们在主里面要成长。
Jesus's command is this: love one another.
耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。
And so I can't be unloving.
所以我没有办法不爱。
And grow.
然后同样时间成长。
And so if I'm unforgiving.
或者是我不愿意去原谅别人。
It'll stop my growth.
我的成长也会停止。
If I have something against you,
但如果有时候我对你有一些对你有敌对的话
and I don't forgive you and get over it,
我没有办法赦免你，然后让这件事情过去
I'll never be the person that God's intended me to be.
我就没有办法成为神要我成为的人
And so if I want to bear fruit,
如果我真的愿意结果子
and I want deep roots,
我愿意真的是扎根。
I'm going to obey God and I'm going to belong to Him in every part of my life.
我必须要顺服他，要听从他的话，属于他。
And I think especially
有一个非常重要的
in my home.
在我的家里面。
I got three girls.
我有三个女儿。
And they're all grown up now.
但他们都已经成长了。
But when they were young,
当他们年轻的时候
if I wouldn't treat them nicely,
如果说我没有好好对待他们
and live for Jesus there,
没有在他们生活里面让他们看到耶稣
then they won't care what I say in the pulpit.
他们在 不会重视我在讲台上讲的东西。
It wouldn't matter.
因为对他们来讲一点都不重要。
And the truth is, in our lives,
and 真实际上我们的生活情形
probably the biggest place we need growth,
and 最重要需要成长的一个地方
it's in our homes.
是我们的家庭。
We need to be more like Jesus.
我们需要更像我们的耶稣。
So what would Jesus look like in your home?
耶稣在你的家是什么样子？
With your parents.
And 跟你的父母亲。
Or at your school.
And 在你的学校。
Or at your job.
And 在你的工作。
Or in your neighborhood.
或者是你的邻舍。
Man, that's where I want to grow.
And 这是我需要成长的地方。
And it has everything to do with me belonging to him.
因为我们是属于他的。
Here's the final thing that I want to share with you about our growth in Jesus.
第四点是我们如果要成长的话，非常重要的一件事情。
I think this is very important as well.
这个是非常重要的。
It's this, be controlled by him.
我们必须要被圣灵管理。
In Romans 8,
在罗马书第八章
verses 6 through 9,
在第六节到第九节
it says this,
这样说
the mind of a sinful man is death.
体贴肉体就是死。
Okay.But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
体贴肉体乃是平生命平安。
The sinful mind is hostile to God.
因为原来体贴肉体是与神为仇的。
It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so.
因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
因为属肉体的话就不能得神的喜悦。
You, however, are controlled by the Spirit.Are not controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit.
但是我们是却是被圣灵所掌管的。
If the Spirit of God lives in you,
如果神的圣灵如果住在你的里面的话
，So I want to be controlled by God's Spirit.
所以我们愿意需要被圣灵来所管理。
I want Him to be in charge of all that I am.
在我的生命里面，他就管理我生命所有的一切。
I want to be the good soil that the parable of the soil speaks about.
哎，我需要成为这个最好的一个，在预言里面讲最好的一个土。
And I want to hear God's word and obey it.
我愿意听到神的话语，然后顺从他。
So that the fruit of my life.
所以我生命里面的果子。
The growth of my life.
哎，这样成长。
Would yield 160 or 30 times, just like the parable spoke about.
就像预言里面讲是结三十倍或六十倍或一百倍的果子。
And so I'm to yield my life to His.
所以我们能够像他的样式。
Because I know that if He is Lord of my life,
因为他是我生命里的主。
I will grow naturally.
所以我成长是一个自然的一件事情。
And I'll be more loving.
然后会有更有爱心。
And more kind.
然后变仁慈。
And more patient.
更有耐心。
And all the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子。
That's what it means to grow.
这就是讲到说生命的成长。
It's not so much accomplishing something in my life.
而不是一些成就一些事情。
But becoming the person that God wants me to be.
是成为一个神要我们所成为的人。
I, for many years, was a youth pastor.
我曾经是一个给年轻人的牧师。
And young people would come to me and say, "Hey, what is God's will for my life?"
And 有些年轻人会跟我讲说，神的在我身上的旨意是什么？
That seems to be the number one question for young people. At least, I think
年轻人的第一个最重要的问题。
And I would tell them, "I'll tell you what God's will is for your life."
那我就跟你讲说，神的在你的身上旨意是什么？
As soon as I can find it in the Bible, here I'm flipping to it.
如果说我能够在圣经里面找到的话，我就会告诉你。
But they would say, "Should I do this job or should I do that job?"
但是他们说我要不找去这个工作或那个工作。
You know what, Pastor? What direction should I go?
我到底要往的方向是去哪里？
And I would always bring them to this passage in 1 Thessalonians.
在帖撒罗尼迦。
Chapter 5, verse 16 through 18.
第五章第十六节。
Yeah, and I'll say it shortly so you can jump in on it. Okay, so I would tell them this. It says, be joyful always.
要常常喜乐。
Pray continually.
不住的祷告。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
在任何所有的事情都要献上感谢。
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在耶稣基督里面的旨意。
It's not what you do, it's who you are.
And 不是你做些什么，而是你到底是什么样的人。
And I think God does call us to particulars.
And 有的时候神会特别呼召我们一些事情。
And He might lay a career on your mind.
也许他会给你一个引导你去特别一个你的职业。
Or He might call you to ministry.
也许可能会呼召你出来做一个全时间的人。
All that is very important.
这些东西都是很重要的。
But not important, not more important than who you are.
但是并不会比你到底是谁这件事情更重要。
And who you become.
And 你成为怎么样的一个人。
See, I want to be a better Christian today than it was yesterday.
我希望今天我是一个更好的一个基督徒，跟昨天比起来。
I don't want to live on a commitment I made years ago.
我不要活在我过去的承诺里面。
Even though it was real and emotional and powerful.
也许虽然非常有情绪的，然后非常有能力的，然后好像还是很真实的。
That commitment I made was in 1977.
And that's 1977年我那时候所做的承诺。
That's a long time ago.
这是很长很久以前的事情。
I can't live off that.
我不能活在那个过去的承诺里面。
No, I want to live off of the commitment that I make today.
但是我需要活在我今天每一天的承诺里面。
Like the commitment I made before I walked in this room.
And 就像我今天来这边里面，来以前的我的一个承诺。
Lord, I'm yours today.
主啊，我是属于你的。
I'm surrendered.
我完全在你面前顺服。
God, I want to remain in you.
我要在你的活在你的里面，住在你里面。
I want to do what you say.
我愿意遵行你的话。
I'm going to belong to you.
我要属于你。
I'm yours.
因为我属于你的。
And God, please control me.
用你的圣灵来管理我。
That's my prayer every day.
这是我的祷告，每天的祷告。
Because I want to bear fruit.
因为我需要结果子。
I want people to see him and not me.
我需要别人看到是我。是他不是我。
And to me, that's what it means.
这是最重要的一件事情。
That's what it means to grow.
这就是成长的意义。
That's what it means to be healthy.
这就是一个健康的成长。
And it's not just me, it's all of us.
不是关于我自己。
May God grow us.
求神帮助我们继续成长。
Into maturity and health.
成为一个成熟的并一个健康的。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we love you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们爱你。
We want to grow.
我们愿意，我们想要成长。
But Lord, there's so many things that seem to get in the way.
但是很多事情拦阻了我们的成长。
Some of us are so busy, we hardly have time for you.
有的时候我们是这么样的忙碌，我们甚至连花一点的时间都没有。
And if that's true, we're busier than you ever intended us to be.
但是呢，我们有时候可能是我们忙碌的过头了，并不是你所希望我们这样的忙碌。
And God, some of us struggle with you being in charge.
但是我们有的时候我们会有一些。我们不希望你在我们的生命里管理我们的生活。
But Lord, we surrender ourselves to you.
但是我们愿意真的在你面前愿意顺服你。
We belong to you.
因为我们属于你的。
We want to be a Christian.
我们愿意成为一个基督徒。
We want to be called by your name.
我们希望是真的是被你呼召成为你的儿女。
And we want to take on the character of Christ.
我们真的像有你自己一样的性情。
And we're so far from it.
但是呢，我们这样实在是很多时候不像你。
So God grow us in you.
帮助我们在你的面前成长。
And Lord, I pray for our homes.
为我们的家庭祷告。
If there's any place that we want to be like Jesus.
有任何的地方要愿意像耶稣的话。
We want to be like Jesus in our homes.
在我们的家里面，我们需要看到主你自己。
And sometimes that's the most difficult.
有的时候这是一个最困难的事情。
So God help us.
帮助我们。
Because people do look into the window of our life.
真的，有些很多人是从窗户里面看到我们的。
And they do want to see if we're like Jesus.
他们会看我们到底是不是像基督徒。
In things that really matter.
有些什么东西是这么重要的。
And so, Lord, grow us into the image of Christ.
真的是帮助我们成长，就像你自己一样。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，祈求奉主的圣。